HarperCollins Children's Books presents The Dog Squad, The Race by Clara Volumi. Read by Lizzie Stables. Chapter 1. You see that crazy creature tearing around the room playing with his new best friend, which is actually an old slipper? It's my dog, Wafer. I found Wafer in the street a little while back. He was lost and scared and didn't seem to have a home to go to. It was so lucky that I was the one to find him, because together with my best friends, I run a newspaper, and we were able to use our brilliant reporting skills to find out who he belonged to. All the time, we half hoped we wouldn't find out, because I so didn't want to let him go. Well, it turned out that he didn't belong to anybody, so I could keep him forever. Suddenly exhausted, Wafer fetches his blanket and climbs up onto the sofa. He snuggles in close to me, nudging my hand to ask for a stroke and a scratch behind the ears. That's him in a nutshell. After a huge burst of energy, he is happy to laze around with plenty of cuddles for hours. If I made an A to Z for Wafer, it would start with attention seeker and end with often gets the zoomies. Every day, Wafer is getting more confident and friendly with his new family. But there's just one thing we need to help him with. Around other dogs, he's still very timid. You need friends who are dogs, too, I tell him. Not just humans or slippers. And this afternoon, I've got the perfect plan. After lunch, I take Wafer down to the park. Ash is already waiting for us at the gate. Hey, I call out. Hey, Eva, Ash calls back. And hello, Wafer. Are you ready to have some fun? They reach down and give Wafer a friendly pat. Ash is non-binary, not a girl and not a boy. So when we're talking about Ash, instead of he and him or she and her, we all say they and them. They tell us that the words girl and boy just feel wrong and uncomfortable, but being non-binary makes them happy and proud. We know how important it is to listen and be respectful when somebody tells you who they are and how they feel. As soon as Simone arrives, we follow the signs taped up on posts and fences until we reach the right place, tucked away in a quiet spot at the far side of the park. Every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m, shy doggos get together. Bring your nervous pups to make new friends. There are around 7 or 8 dogs at the get-together, of all breeds and shapes and sizes. The dogs stand around awkwardly, not interacting with each other. Look, Wafer, I say encouragingly. So many nice dogs to say hello to. The other owners try to persuade their dogs too.
Come on, Bonnie, you can do it, says one owner.
Oh, and do at least try to make an effort, Herman, says another.
But to be honest, it isn't exactly a huge success. The dogs just look away from one another, determined to avoid eye contact. Wafer stays very close to us, half hiding behind my legs. We know not to pressure him. He'll get there in his own time. After the get-together is over, we let Wafer run around for a while. He takes off, circling the duck pond at huge speed. We see Sam from the Wags and Whiskers daycare centre coming up the path, bringing 3 of the dogs for a walk. He stops for a chat.
Wow, says Sam to me. Your dog is fast.
Yes, he is, I smile proudly.
Whippets are amazing, Sam continues.
Did you know that they can run at 35 miles an hour?
I reach for my reporter's notebook that I always keep in my back pocket. You just never know when you're going to need to jot down some interesting facts. By now, Sam's dogs are tugging at their leads, impatient to be on the move again. But Sam just has time to suggest over his shoulder.
Have you ever heard of whippet racing?
Whippet racing? I exclaim, turning to the others. This could be a perfect way for Wafer to make friends. What do you think?
Sounds great to me, says Simone.
And who knows, adds Ash. It might be a brilliant new story for the... Sample complete. Ready to continue?